Once upon a tangent.
Ted, are you travelling well?
Well, yes, I am. Thank you, Don Craig. And how is your week?
It's been pretty good. Been excited about bringing to the people another Don Craig possible children's story.
Yeah, the steam is beginning to billow. Is that the word I'm thinking of? The momentum. The momentum is rising.
It's momentous steam.
That's right.
Is what it is. Another children's story that no one has heard before. An original from Don Craig this week. And one Ted Brown will hopefully not tear it apart.
I would have good cause to tear you apart after last week's shredding. You know, it took me about 4 days after that to really feel back to normal. But it's okay.
So I'll be looking for a new co-host. A new co-host pretty soon.
That's right.
Ted Brown, you must toughen up.
Yeah, we are both creative writers. We are 9 to 5 write ads for a living, advertising, you know, the kinds of things you might hear on TV or radio. But we don't get the opportunity, do we, Don Craig, to write fiction, to really express what we think we could put into an ad. Yeah. So we this is what we're doing here on Once Upon
All Our Ads Are True.
Are they?
We said we don't get a chance to write fiction.
You don't want to hear the one I wrote about skydiving, because I've never been skydiving and I pretended like I felt the thrill.
Let's not do ourselves out of our normal job whilst podcasting for free.
Okay, good point.
Ted, again, I'm not rhyming this week, but that's cool. That's your thing. Rhyming's not mine.
You're a very straight-laced man, aren't you, Don
Craig? I
call
it structure.
Structure. What's rhyming then?
It's just a different way of going about things. That's cool. You have a rhyming structure.
So you also insisted on writing this one, have you, in the paddock? I can't help but steal a glance.
Cursive.
That has to be the most difficult writing to read I have ever seen. I can see Once Upon a Time. Spoiler alert.
We're off on the wrong foot already. This is solid 1990s taught cursive, my friend.
Okay.
You don't have to read it. You just have to hear it.
Well, I'm actually looking forward to it. So,
ready to begin.
I'd like
another
the title
Once Upon
if
a
you've
tangent.
Got it. If you've got a title.
Well, we seem to fall down with this each week.
You haven't got a title.
How about by the end of it, if you help me with a title?
I'm happy to contribute.
It's a solid story without a title.
Wow, you have to have it. We'll have to have a title by the end. That's a guarantee. We must have one at the end. But I'm happy to see how this goes. You can begin.
Okay. What about this? The Lost Smile.
The Lost Smile.
Yeah.
Okay. It's got me thinking.
Yeah, cool, man.
It sounds a little bit sad. We'll see how this goes.
We'll get into it. Once upon a time, there was a young girl called Corelle.
Corelle?
I thought that might be the first thing.
Wait, hang on.
Corelle. Again, another copyright. I've made the name up.
Just wait for the applause. Just wait for applause.
Early mic drop. Corelle.
Good on you. Corelle.
Are you warming to the name?
It's a female, right?
Yep.
You'd probably even say
Well, I'm not crazy. It's not a male Corelle.
Okay, Corelle. Good. I like the name.
That's Corellan, the male version.
Oh, the male version.
Yeah,
okay.
We're not animals. For some reason, Corelle didn't like to smile. In fact, she often wore a frown on her little face.
What happened to Corelle? What's the backstory here?
Well,
how old is Corelle?
I'll be honest, there isn't a backstory at all throughout this story.
Really? You're just going to land us in here?
Yeah.
Up front.
If you want to make one up, tangent style. Bit early to create a backstory.
I need to know her. I need to know a few more details.
Cool.
Okay, give me a few details.
She often wore a frown on her little face. People always asked her why she wasn't happy, but Corelle wasn't sure. She just shrugged and walked away. And that made others sad too. But Corelle didn't realise the effect she had on people.
Oh, she is, well, ripple effect. The butterfly effect is in full effect over here, isn't it?
She didn't think that smiling was all that important.
You are taking some great delight in Corelle's disappointing
There's a few cliffhangers
story here.
There's an early one.
So hang on a minute. What scenario is she in that she doesn't want to smile at anyone?
Well,
why is she so bitter about the
stories
world?
Stories explain scenarios and they come. I don't just sit here and go, well, this is the scenario.
I'd like to know who wronged her, you know.
That may come out.
That may come. Okay, all right.
Corelle's, it's a deep character.
Hmm.
So she didn't think that smiling was all that important. Her parents tried everything, capitals. And I'm thinking a picture in the story is their arms going up and
so
everything.
Everything, like therapy. Do they go to psychologists and do that kind of thing? Have they sought medical treatment?
That's a fair point. I didn't go into
that. Pharmaceuticals.
Pharmaceuticals. Not in this story, but let's say for the backstory, no drugs involved here at all. They tried everything on a parental non-drug level.
So kind of didn't really try everything. Maybe you should revisit that line. If they didn't try everything. What if the child happens to know a friend at school, like the kid you're reading this to, says, oh, yeah, my friend Travis, he went to a therapist. Did Carell go to a therapist? And they're like, well, no, they didn't try everything. We're just using that for the book. You have some explaining
first of all,
to do.
Wow. What is a game of tearing things apart?
Well you really need to sort of back these things up with everything.
I've got some things that they tried.
Okay, give me some. All right. So not everything, some things. They tried some things and their hands are in the air.
Her parents tried a myriad of options.
Okay, that's better.
They told her funny jokes. But not only was there no giggling, but not even a smirk or a smile. I didn't know if smirk was negative.
No, a smirk's okay.
It's the start of a smile.
But what I am disappointed with is, normally, as you would know, you don't just tell, you need to show. So when you say they told her a funny joke, what's the funny joke? What's the one-liner that she didn't laugh at? Maybe it was naturally not funny. In particular, if it was a dad joke, then she has every right not to laugh or smirk.
Okay, well, this story at this rate would be 48 minutes long if I provided a joke that was funny and also delved into a pharmaceutical option to her lack of smiling.
So we're just going to brush over it then?
Okay. Well, we could also say she's not smiling because she had a stroke, but that's not the reason.
Well, it's much heavier. That's a
It's a possible
sad
option,
for Carell.
It's also a children's book.
Okay, keep it light.
Okay,
I get it. So she's not laughing at even the jokes?
No
not
giggling.
Not even a smirk?
No smirk, nor
nothing.
No smile.
Okay.
Nothing. But they bring other people into it. Her grandma tried.
What's her grandmother trying?
Jokes. I'm glad you made me stop there because I've tried to pause in when I didn't actually need to. Her grandma tried tickling Carell under the arms. Hear the turning of the page?
I did hear that. Solid.
She tried tickling her under the arms, behind her knees, and even on her little tummy. But no laugh, no smile. Her grandma was perplexed.
Oh, wow. That's a big, that's a lot of words, syllables.
You know,
word.
I'm about vocab when kids.
They were. So I'll be the kid for a second. Dad, what's perplexed mean?
Confused.
Well, why couldn't you have just said confused?
If this is the same kid that's talking about Trav, I don't want to know about it.
But I need answers. I have questions and I need answers. This is what you're fa- This is like a reality test, like when they test four-wheel drives on the old course.
Mm.
I'm the kid testing you out.
You're the four-wheel drive kid.
Don Craig.
Cool.
Answer it. Why not use confused?
Because I want kids to learn, and it's I like teaching a bit of vocab on the way. We're writers. Why not teach your kids some vocab? So they walk away at the end of this story, teary-eyed. There's a heads up, as well as, hey, I learned something
and
today,
educated.
Dad. Thanks for that.
I have a takeaway.
I'm going to take this story to Trav, my druggy mate at school.
And say, mate, I'm perplexed with your behaviour.
Correct.
Okay. So even grandmother's perplexed.
Her grandmother was perplexed.
Right.
Grandmother voice. My little Carella.
Carella?
Carell.
I was going to say Carella is, I see, yeah.
Handwriting.
Attention to detail.
My little Carell, she said.
Struggling
Show
to
the
read.
World your beautiful smile. But Carell just didn't feel like she wanted to. Big change. Then one day, there was a big show in town. Everyone was so excited. Told you.
I'm now riding the up part of the wave. Yeah here we
up.
Go. Yeah.
Children had saved their pocket money for the rides at the show and all the fairy floss cotton candy for those in America.
Yeah.
Mums and dads made sure they didn't put anything in their calendars.
Wow.
It was showtime.
I feel like you're taking this from our local area. Showtime is a very big deal where we
showtime.
Live.
Adelaide, South Australia, for anyone that's going to Google that after the episode. It was showtime.
Hang on. Sorry. So Showtime also has, I don't want to take you too far off, but the show guide and the newspaper, you know, the one that shows you what all contains in there. That's included here, is it? Because that puts a smile on every kid's face.
Oh, we don't get a rundown of the show in this story. Again, it's not a...
But they're blocking out their calendars. You got some level of detail. Why not go all the way?
No, because it happens every year. It's a yearly show. They know to block out the calendars.
I see. Okay.
Parents that don't are ostracized and they leave town. Get out of town if you're not going to block your calendar for the show, you freak.
So, that's the society they live in.
Correct.
That's why Carell's probably upset. Negative people all around her.
It was showtime. Capitals.
Clown
again,
said
everyone's
that,
jumping
it?
Up. Carell's parents thought that surely having the show in town would put a smile on Carell's
face. I thought it was going to be face. Good. I'm glad you didn't mislead me there. But tell me it did.
Carell, how exciting is having the show here? They exclaimed. I guess so, said Carell.
Wow.
Still no smile on her face. But what was extra sad about this time was that even Carell's little sister wasn't smiling.
It's contagious. Is it something in their food? Are they eating something? Is it like a preservative?
Oh, that famous non-smiling preservative.
Yeah, like 261. Red 261.
You're throwing numbers at me now.
No, I'm sure it's a thing.
I'm sure it is.
There's 100.
Well, there we go then. Nutritionist, pharmacist.
Maybe it's not Carell and little sister's fault that they're upset. Maybe it's the parenting techniques.
The parenting techniques are fine. They blocked out their calendar. Well, these parents are
good themselves because they still want to relive their childhood. Maybe they're trying to like put their happiness on Carell and poor old Carell's.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with pouring happiness on your kid?
No, the kid's not happy. They don't care about the kid's happiness, but they're just going, we're going to live through you and block our own calendars out so we can go on the Ferris wheel.
They gave her an original name, so they obviously care about her.
Hang on a minute. That's why she's upset. She's got a character-building, scarring name like Carell, bullied no end at school. No wonder she's not happy. Showbag's not going to put a smile back on that after 10 years of devastating schoolyard bullying, is it?
It's rough.
It's a rough school.
I don't know how to come back. Even her little sister wasn't smiling. People noticed that Carell's little sister wasn't smiling as well, but thought nothing of it. But Carell noticed. Did she notice?
Of course she did. Her and her evil sister.
Like she's the two spreading girls. The unlove.
Yeah. Are they twins? No, they're younger.
No, when did it say they were twins?
I'm just wondering. Like The Shining, the two scary twins, females.
Why girls. Is that an assumption?
Because they were scary and they
Carell
never smiled.
Carell and
Narelle. Yes, there it is. See?
No, not yes.
You just gave it a name. The twin sisters, Narelle. Carell and Narelle.
I said that.
The frowning sisters.
Non-smiling.
The non-smiling.
Never said there was a frown. They're two different things.
Didn't you say she wore a frown on her face upside down? I might have just read into that. Carry on, Duncraig.
Oh, thanks, Ted. Did she notice? It was a pleasant... Okay.
What this happened?
It's like almost like a new chapter.
Okay, right. You have to preface that. Yeah. Okay.
It was a pleasant spring evening. The sun just setting.
Perfect.
With darkness looming, which happens when the sun sets.
Nice. Ominous.
Families were flocking to the show, all with huge smiles beaming, except, of course,
Carell.
And still, her little sister wasn't smiling either.
I'll be honest, I don't have much hope that anything's going to make these smile by the end of the book.
No, it's going to get dark.
Oh, dear. Brace yourself, children.
The noise from all the laughter and all the chattering was amazing. The sisters ate cinnamon donuts and shared a Dagwood dog.
Oh, I could... Dagwood dog. This is the... So they call them different things in different areas.
I'm thinking, so...
Corn dog.
Slight tangent.
No,
could
on.
Be. I don't know if that's what it is
some
overseas.
Some call them Pluto so, pups?
Could be. So it's like a hot dog on a stick and the hot dog's in
battered
batter.
And deep fried.
Deep fried.
They got a name and...
It ticks a lot of the food pyramid.
Yeah. None. And it's filled with 261 red. Probably this is fueling the flames of her misery. Dagwood dogs have always, they fuel the flames of your diarrhea as well.
High GI, if that's the thing.
Hmm.
So they ate cinnamon donuts and shared a Dagwood dog because the parenting skills just lapse for the show.
Yeah.
Parents didn't mind.
Just eat some crap on a stick.
They washed it down. Hang on, here's a message for the kids.
Yeah.
They washed it down with refreshing water with a dash of sour lemonade in it.
What
but
is
still,
that?
No smiles.
That's not.
Well, I'm a parent. You don't give your kids straight lemonade.
That's so you're watering down their lemonade.
Yeah.
Another reason why Carell would be entitled to be miserable in her household. Here, eat this preservative and also wash it down with some watered down lemonade.
Yes.
I would be miserable. I'm frowning. I'm upset for Carell and Narelle. That's twins.
Well, maybe they're thinking Ted's a stupid name as well. There, you put me in a corner and I box my way out. Because the girls weren't smiling, their mum and dad decided to call it a night and leave. Yeah, man. The foot went down and said, this is what we're going to do.
Did they leave without them?
No.
They left together.
They decided to call it a night and leave.
Right.
On the way out, Carell's little sister played a throwing game. as throwing part of up like, game, Carnival
of course,
Lane.
Because when you are eating Dagwood dogs, riding Ferris wheels and drinking water to eliminate, you are hurling chunks.
Throwing up game. I like it.
I bet you good. I can hurl further than you, Carell.
Yeah.
That's what
Carell
said.
I've got it. It's
all
a,
right, just
it's a throwing,
painting the picture.
Well done. So she played a throwing game where she had to knock down 3 metal bottles. As hard as she tried, Carell's little sister couldn't get the bottles to fall.
Because it's rigged.
Yeah.
It's a hard lesson to
learn. I know that's a given, but this is what makes this a minor miracle story.
Okay.
It made her cry because the prize was a beautiful, fluffy toy with an amazing smile on its face. She wanted it so much.
This is Narelle.
No.
Carell.
Oh, yeah. Carell's sister, Narelle.
Wanting to
win doing that, if we're doing Carell and Narelle.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it is Narelle. It sounds
all
good.
Right. Well, Narelle wanted it so much.
Okay.
With her very last dollar, Carell
approached
the lady that ran the bottle game.
Feel my pulse. It's racing.
Told
you. Don't touch me.
Cool. We'll stay over there then. She approached the lady that ran the bottle game and asked for a turn. Carell mustered up all of her strength.
Angry strength. Sorry. I just felt like this was
about
a lot
about
of rage.
The lack of nutrition. This is probably the GI.
Just a ball of fury. Yeah.
So she asked for a turn. Carell mustered up all of her strength and threw the first ball. It whizzed past everything and almost hit the game lady.
That would have been
See,
hilarious.
See, laughs for all the kids because the picture in the story is like,
miss.
Whoa.
Watch out for the projectile, lady.
The children are laughing at that.
Is the carny also in the picture, the illustration?
Absolutely.
Bearded? Like a...
It's not a bearded lady.
Yeah, but you know, carnies, they're always a little bit...
Yeah, but it's
the...
a lady.
Well, that's right. Bearded lady.
No.
The carnies are always a little bit strange.
Okay, well...
No offence to any carnies.
No, there's no way they'd be offended by that. We'll work on the illustrations later. So the game lady, well, Carell grabbed the second ball. So she's one down, man, and she hasn't knocked anything down. Carell grabbed the second ball, gripped it lightly.
Change of grip, yes.
And let fly. This one knocked down 2 of the 3 bottles.
Sudden death.
Her parents moved closer, but stayed silent.
Was there a crowd now growing around this as well? This sounds like a scene.
I think in the picture, it's a bit of a crowd.
Yeah, it's got to be like heaps of people.
Milling, if you will.
A kid eating popcorn in the front. And he should be hidden all the pages, just by the way. Like, where's Wally? In the background somewhere.
What,
go
hidden,
on.
Hidden popcorn kid?
Yeah, the popcorn kid with freckles on his face, like split ginger hair, like a little bit of a cowlick on the top.
Well,
I'm eating popcorn. Like that kid. But he's okay. He's just young.
Oh, he's okay. Yeah, judging by that voice. Oh, he's absolutely okay. The illustrations might, what you're thinking of with the carny lady and popcorn where's Wally type situation might detract from the story.
Okay. Well,
which is fine in
supplement.
Once Upon a Tangent.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he just could use a little
freckly popcorn
happiness,
child.
Just a little bit of happiness. It's a very dark story. A kid eating popcorn wouldn't go astray is all I'm saying. Carry on.
Okay.
Don Craig.
This one knocked down 2 of the bottles. So
right,
there we go.
This is what we're
Her parents to. Moved closer but stayed silent. Her sister, apparently Narelle, handed Carell the final ball with something else.
With something else?
A smile.
Ah, I thought it was like ball tampering, like, you know, like a lozenge. You know, cricket.
With some stickiness
cricket ball
on the
tampering.
Ball to try and, try and...
Yeah, put a butter menthol
try
on the side.
Try and dupe the people
the
that
ball
are
to swirl a little
that are trying
bit more
to dupe you. That's
with
not bad.
Something else.
That's a darker side to the story.
I thought it was a cricket moral, but it's okay. Right, there's a smile here between Narelle.
Yeah. So her younger sister, she gave her the ball with something else. A smile. Carell rocketed the final ball into the final bottle and it flipped top over bottom onto the ground.
Yes.
Everyone cheered. Now there's your graphic.
Yes.
Illustrators,
arms in the air.
Absolute dream.
Yeah.
Everyone involved
Streamers.
In the whole story, popcorn kid, even the
popcorn
carnival
in the air.
People are jumping up.
It's, carny lady with the
beard. Yeah, there's people that weren't involved earlier, like the crowd's now bigger.
Yeah.
There's Dagwood dogs in the air.
A few mullets flapping in the wind as well.
Thrown with absolute abandon into the air. Someone might get hurt, who cares? Like, you know.
Full colour on that one. Don't spare any expense on that page.
No, that's where you spend the money on graphics.
That's the money shot, yeah.
Everyone cheered. The lady, the game lady, handed over the fluffy toy.
What is a toy? Is it a character or something?
No, remember, it had
it's
the massive smile.
Smile
on
it. But is
face.
It a panda or is it a giraffe or is it a bear. That's okay. It's a detail.
Let's make it country specific. So when this book gets illustrated,
right? Oh, so each one is different. Will have their smart. Own. So for us, would you make go koala? Standard issue.
Mm.
Cliche. America. Top of your head.
Coyote.
A smiling mountain coyote lion. Is something you want to run away from.
Mountain lion.
Okay, that's also frightening. What about India? If you're in India and you're putting this picture together,
elephant.
Oh, okay. One more. Italy.
Italy?
Yeah.
I don't know what animals I have in Italy. Oh, man.
I'm sorry really about that. That's gonna burn for a while.
Everyone cheered. The game lady handed over the fluffy toy with the amazing smile on its face. Something more amazing, though, was happening. Carell smiled.
She broke her drought. Her smile drought.
Yes! Carell smiled as she handed the toy to her sister.
Narelle.
Okay, we're sticking Narelle. With that.
Here
okay,
it is.
It's Narelle. Her parents stood there, stunned. And as Carell's little sister accepted the toy, she hugged Carell and said, maybe with a tear in her eye.
Oh, boy.
Winning the game has brought back your smile, my sister, she said.
My sister? What year is this?
No, I added
1500?
That. I was meant to get... Okay.
Hello, my sister.
Okay. So she hugged Carell and with a tear in her eye said, winning the game has brought back your smile, sister, she said.
Are you sticking with sister?
No, said Carell.
Oh, boy.
Your smile did.
Oh, there it is. You have a knack for this, don't you?
Soak it up.
Is that the...
Soak it up. From then on, Carell smiled every day because she saw the power and goodness that a smile can bring.
And pad drop.
Pad drop.
Don Craig, you do this.
Ted, did you see it going there?
I didn't see her. I thought she was going to smile by the end. To be honest, I thought she has to smile. You can't put a kid to bed after that story and go, guess what? Carell has a crippling illness and she is not able to smile.
Unable to smile.
And good night, sleep tight. So I had a feeling there was going to be a smile, but you have a way of bringing in some kind of heartfelt, you know, only a person with children like yourself would be able
and
to
a kind,
connect.
Kind, warm, open heart that can't leave it. There's a dark story.
Yes. No, it's very, very interesting. So what when the kid is sitting there, your child listening to the story, and you tell them Carell finally smiled, and they'll be like, is it because she wins, and if she doesn't win, she's a frowner? Is that the moral there?
No, the moral is that smiles bring about... It's in the last bit.
You have to pick up that pad that you dropped so victoriously.
From then on, Carell smiled every day because she saw, quote, the power and goodness that a smile can bring.
Ah, I see. And so the opposite of that would be, say, to a kid, don't not smile because the negative power of... not smiling is equally as potent.
Don't not smile because trips to the show would be absolutely rubbish and you can't win sideshow games.
Yeah.
It's a basic lesson in life.
Yeah. And if junk food doesn't make you smile, then we're going to have to really work on this, aren't we?
A lot of messages. Ted, cheers for tearing that apart.
So No. Look, I think it was actually pretty good in the end. You salvaged that towards the end. What's the name? You going to go with Lost Smile? Name of the
what
title?
What do you think? Did you think of a name along the way?
Smile deficiency? Is that a bit heavy?
Okay. The lost smile it is.
The lost smile it is. That was good. Good contribution, mate.
Once Upon a Tangent, a part of the Ozcast Network.